A document that changed history is on display in Syracuse today. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, schoolchildren and history buffs are lining up to look at the first draft of the Emancipation Proclamation, the order from President Abraham Lincoln that ultimately freed the slaves in the midst of the Civil War.
Encased in a super-secure, climate-controlled case, the four pieces of paper are covered with Lincoln's handwriting, proclaiming that all persons held as slaves within rebellious states would be free. This is actually a preliminary proclamation, and one of the most interesting things about it, says Onondaga Historical Association Director Greg Tripoli, is that it shows edits made by Lincoln.
It was Lincoln's version of a cut and paste. He literally pasted pieces of the Articles of War onto the document, thereby making it a military order.
A cornet band serenaded visitors as they filed past the document at the On Center in downtown Syracuse today, and students like Nigella Rice and Josh Thomas, 11th graders from Central Tech, documented the moment.
I took pictures from my grandmother because she has never seen it before, so...
I treasure this opportunity. It's so important because there's a lot of people, like especially my family, that would love to be able to see something like this. And even though they most likely won't, I got to be able to. I took pictures as well.
This document is part of the New York State Museum collection and is on a tour of the state that marks the 150th anniversary of the document signing. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.